Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Did you know that these trials of our faith come to make us strong? Yes, we as people of God must endure hard trials sometimes. We must grow in our faith, people of God. How can we expect to be able to know God and never experience truly knowing God? How can we be witnesses of His excellent mercy and kindness unless we experience it firsthand? How can we say that we love and serve a God that is more than enough if we don't experience His mighty hand of deliverance for ourselves? Just because we are children of the King does not mean that we will walk on a bed of roses. It doesn't mean that we get a get-out-of-jail-free card all the time. Sometimes we must endure hardship as a good soldier. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." The Lord wants us to be well-rounded. He doesn't want His saints to be spoiled brats. Can you imagine getting everything you wanted all the time? We would never be able to appreciate anything. We would be just like kids that always get what they want and then pitch a fit when we're told no. God does not want us like that. Being children of God does not make us immune to the sufferings of this world. This reminds me of a man in the Bible who feared God and walked uprightly before Him and hated evil. His name was Job. Job was very wealthy and had 7 sons and 3 beautiful daughters. He was a man with perfect character. He prayed for his family daily, even asking God for forgiveness of sins that they may have committed. Now, the adversary, as usual, hates the people of God. He cannot stand us and is always seeking whom he may devour. However, God loved Job and even bragged on him to the devil. He said that there was none like Job in all the earth. He was honest, hated evil, and was a man of absolute integrity. So, the devil told God, "Of course he does. He doesn't serve and fear you for nothing. You put a hedge about him and his house and everything he owns. You even blessed everything he puts his hands to do and made him very wealthy. If you take everything away from him, he will curse you to your face." The Lord told Satan, "All right, everything that he has is in your hands now. However, you are not allowed to take his life." Of course, the devil did his absolute worst. All in one day, Job lost his sons and his daughters, servants and cattle. Job couldn't even catch his breath because the bad news kept coming back to back. Do you know what Job did? He got on his knees and worshiped. He blessed the name of the Lord and did not sin or curse God. This made the devil even more angry, so he went to God again and asked, could he make Job sick? God allowed it, but told the devil again that he may not take his life. Of course, the devil did his worst and gave Job great boils all over his skin, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. It was so bad that even his wife told Job to curse God and die. He looked so awful that even his friends did not recognize him. In all of this, Job said, "Shall we only receive good from God and not bad?" Now, Job, being human, did feel sorry for himself. and even cursed the day he was born. But in all of this, he still did not curse God. In the end, despite all that the adversary did to him, God blessed him with double for his trouble. He received more cattle than he had before, had more beautiful children, and all his wealth was increased even more. Sometimes, this is just like what happens in our lives. Saints, God knows all and he sees all. Could it be that the Lord is testing your faith? Could it be that the devil sees how much you love God and the Lord himself mentions you by name because of your faithfulness to him? My brothers and sisters, we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
More than conquerors through Christ that loves us. Thank God that he has provided us godly examples of real people in the Bible that have gone through the fire and came out as pure gold. It is because of examples like Job that helped give me hope during the testing of my faith. I know what it feels like to go through and feel like, when will it be my turn? Some of you right now are experiencing this very thought. I am here to encourage you and let you know to be of good courage, for God will strengthen your heart. God knows where you are, and he knows when you have suffered long enough. He will not allow you to continue to be on the bottom. He loves you too much. The Bible says that we are the head only and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. Lift up your head, children of God, because he loves you and he wants to see you succeed. We may have to go through the fire and the flood, but rest assured that he sees you right where you are. Trust God and in his word. Stand firm on the promises of God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Oh, what blessed assurance. I want you to know that we are not without hope, like the children in the world that do not know God. Your Father in heaven owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Your Father in heaven sits on the circle of the earth and judges the just and the unjust. The Lord your God is the one who called this earth into being and placed the stars in space. Don't you know the Bible says the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous? We are not without hope, people of God. Jesus loves you and cares for you. He wants to see his people prosper. It gives him joy when we are happy. Yes, we may have to cry sometimes, but trouble does not last always. So lift up your heads, saints of the Most High God. The best is yet to come. Don't give up.
If I had to tell you my story, I would have to tell you that there was a time that I hit rock bottom. There was a time where I was flat broke, no hope, and things weren't looking bright for me. And to make matters worse, do you know what I did at that time? In my anger, in my rebellion, I turned my back on God. Where I should have been patient, I was rash and acted out of my own will. Where I should have had faith and let God be in control, I tried to control things. I did things my own way and chose the broad road because I felt there wasn't enough room on the straight and narrow road. And for anyone who has ever tried to do things their way instead of God's way, when you do something when you know good and well that that's not God's will for your life, let me say from experience that it never works out. Ask Jonah. How did it work out for him when he tried to outrun God's calling? And so for me, life happened. After I ran, after I pulled away, after I ignored the conviction of the Holy Spirit in my heart, the Lord finally allowed a series of events that brought me to my knees. I was stuck in a situation where I knew deep down that I had to turn to Jesus. Life made me chase and seek after a power that is bigger than anything I had access to. My problems, as many as they were, made me seek divine intervention. Have you ever been in a place where nothing seems to be working and you know only Jesus can get you out of this place? A place where no natural resources, no doctor, no psychologist amount of therapy, no friend can get you out of this situation, but only Jesus Christ. That's where I was. Where I once stood tall and relied on my own skills, my own resources, life took me to the feet of the Lord, asking for forgiveness, begging for mercy. I wasn't worthy, but I was still loved. I wasn't faithful, but I was still forgiven. And for anyone else who may be going through what I went through, for anyone else who may need this word of encouragement, I want to tell you that although you may be hard-pressed on every side, but you're not crushed. You might be discouraged, but you're not destroyed. Although you're perplexed, you have not been driven to despair. The bottom line is, regardless of how bad or messed up you think your situation is, you are not forsaken. Remember what the Word of God says about you. His plans for you are good. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So let me tell you, you are valuable. You are of more value than many sparrows. You've been saved by grace. You've been justified by faith. You see, you need to get to the point where you stop running from the call of God. There must come a time when you, as a believer, must decide, I will stand strong on my godly convictions. I will stand for forgiveness even when it's hard. I will stand in faith even when I can't see a way out. You may be under attack in your health. Maybe the attack is within your family or marriage. Even under attack, pray that the Holy Spirit will strengthen you. So I'm speaking to you, child of God. It's time to take a stand with the Word of God against the forces of evil. Stand in the authority of Christ, your Savior. When you stand and wait on the Lord, He will renew your strength. He will rescue you.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.